For anybody to think that they can just come into any county and do whatever they want, especially with their records of horrible abuse and crimes committed by these agencies. No, not going to happen anymore. No more. So I think somebody just had a pop-up. I think that was Ann, who's already donated. Ann, thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, let's follow her example. And you know what? Ann has been working very hard getting a good constitutional sheriff elected out in her county. That's the way we all should be. And I'm working my tail off to get a good constitutional county sheriff elected here in Phoenix, in Maricopa County. So, yes. And some of you have donated to Jerry Sheridan. Thank you so much for that. Do it again. SheridanForSheriff2024.com. Sheridan for Sheriff. Just look it up. Sheridan, common spelling, Sheridan for Sheriff, 2024. Mm. But folks, how are we going to protect the 2024 election? All of that is going to be covered September 7th with sheriffs from all over the country who are going to be doing this new resolution declaration that's going to be signed by hundreds of sheriffs, right around 1,000, I hope, and send it to Washington, D.C. Boy, is that going to get a lot of press, and we're going to get a lot of calls. What have we promised the nation, and what have we told the press over and over and over? Folks, this is a peaceful and effective process. We're going to keep the peace. We're going to stand strong, and we're going to be effective in telling these other agencies, you're not going to come in here and abuse our citizens. So we really feel that this is the year this has to be done, or we're not going to have a chance later. And that's why we've really pushed this. And we didn't realize that we should have waited for our April 17th event and had that money roll over to this one, because this one's really going to cost. And if we don't get to it, it's going to cost us even more. If we don't raise the money for this, shame on us, because it's our last hurrah. I have said before January 1st of this year, before the new year, I told people, I told you, Jack, don't wish me Happy New Year, because this is going to be a horrible year for America. Folks, it's going to be, unless we take some real serious action real soon.